This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and the little Bobby Palermo to bring you in here. We need to wave the flag a little bit more, so I figured that was a good way to do it this morning. But let me bring in our first guest, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Waving the flag.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's do the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, yesterday, in the aftermath of Sri Lanka, we had our Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, come out and make a statement. So here is what he had to say.
What was supposed to be a joyful Easter Sunday was marred by a horrific wave of Islamic radical terror, bloodshed. It's heartbreaking that a country which has strived so hard for peace in recent years has been targeted by these terrorists. We mourn the loved ones of the victims, some of whom we can confirm were indeed U.S. citizens. This is America's fight, too. I spoke with the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka this morning, and our embassy and other parts of this government are offering all possible assistance to Americans and the Sri Lankan government alike. We urge that any evildoers be brought to justice expeditiously, and America is prepared to support that. We also stand with the millions of Sri Lankans who support the freedom of their fellow citizens to worship as they please. We take confidence in knowing that not even atrocities like this one will deter them from respecting religious freedom. Today our nation grieves with the people of Sri Lanka, and we stand committed, resolved to confront terrorism together.
Now, Kyle, we now know that there's at least 310 people dead, and that toll may go higher. We know we've had just about 500 that were injured, some of whom are still in the hospital, at least 200 to 300 from my understanding. And we also know that four Americans were amongst the dead, and their identities are being kept private to respect their family's wishes. But there were 36 foreigners that were killed in this attack, which knows not only churches, three churches, but also three hotels. And they all happened about the same time, around 8:45 a.m. local time, Easter Sunday.
That's exactly right. And certainly the level of sophistication is what is worrying Sri Lankan authorities and, of course, also international authorities as well in different countries, especially the United States. And so what they're looking at right now is that some of these smaller terror groups based in Sri Lanka may have had some assistance from larger terrorist organizations with international reach. And that may be what their working theory is right now. And certainly the level of sophistication seems to indicate something like that.
Well, that is their working theory. But the name of the group, the name of the group that warned 10 days prior that there were bombings coming was an outfit called Tawhid Jamaat. And they said they were planning attacks on churches. However, authorities didn't take that warning seriously. They did nothing about it.
Well, exactly right. And so they're trying to figure out, you know, what was the level of confidence on this? Why wasn't something done about it? But one of the things, Captain, that really concerns me is that when you see this kind of coordinated attack, a spectacular attack, as it may be termed, because of the scope of it, sometimes you wonder if this isn't a prelude to perhaps international terror organizations wanting to carry out something else, perhaps in the West or in the United States. And sometimes these attacks can act as preludes or triggers for other things, like we saw prior to 9/11, for example. So right now, American authorities, I'm sure, and European authorities are on very high alert.
Well, every bomb and every bomber has a signature. And there will be a signature assigned to this, and they'll be able to find out from there if there was outside help given for the bomber, if you will. And if they find out that this bomber was, let's say, associated with Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or ISIS, all of which I suppose are possible in the real realm of things, then we'll have a better idea of what's going on.
Exactly right. But, of course, right now our hearts and our prayers with the victims, their families, and everyone who's been affected by this horrible attack.
Yeah, and a total of 8 bombs were detonated. Another explosive device was found on the frontage road to the Colombo International Airport and was successfully defused. And then yesterday afternoon, without any warning, a bomb in a van went off. That apparently there was no one around, thank goodness, no one injured, thank goodness, but another bomb was touched off in a van yesterday. They think it was probably one of the ones left behind for to be detonated somewhere later. But hold that thought, folks. When we come back, politics, boy, you can believe it, all kinds of stuff going on. The Democrats had a big conference call yesterday. We're going to tell you what they talked about. Wait till you hear this stuff. Kathy, tell them how to get a hold of us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Offer valid on complete repair. License EC1300-8386.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by a brand new social media website called Hub, H-U-B, hub.life. Now, you know, social media companies are enormous with a great deal of power. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values and wave the American flag too. But at Hub.life, the newest alternative in social media, they give their members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. Hub.life. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. By the way, I went over there yesterday because I'm only going over there about once a day because I do have a lot of other things I have to do. I just don't hang out on social media. And we had 31 new people want to be our friends, so we welcomed them all aboard. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, it seems that yesterday the Dems did a conference call with many of their powerful committee chairmen and chairwomen, and they found out, and it was late in the day yesterday, and they found out where people wanted to go with this impeachment proceedings. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi urged the Democrats to focus on fact-finding rather than the prospect of any impeachment proceedings after the details of the Robert Mueller's report. Now, a lot of the Democrats are coming out and saying that the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, lied, and he most certainly did not lie.
No, he didn't lie, and I would perchance to think, Captain, that they know. Most of these Democrat folks in the Congress, they know the Attorney General didn't lie. They know that there's no collusion. They know that there's no obstruction of justice. But, and this is where Nancy Pelosi, you know, she's trying to, I think, hold back the hordes here about.
Well, it's up to her what gets put on the floor in the House of Representatives. It's totally up to her.
Well, exactly. But this is why she's suggesting the more fact-finding and this kind of stuff. But you've got Democrats who are just ready for impeachment because they want to impeach the president. They simply wanted to impeach him because he won the election.
Yep.
I mean, it's just
yep.
that transparent. Yep. There's nothing else than that.
Now, the other thing is Congressman Doug Collins, Republican Congressman Doug Collins, who actually saw the redacted Mueller report as the ranking member of one of the committees, came out after seeing it, and he just absolutely chastised the Democrats and said, there is nothing there. What part of nothing don't you understand? And he just went after them.
Well, of course, and because it's obvious it's a political maneuver. This is all this is. And, you know, the one thing maybe Nancy Pelosi could do in the midst of these calls for impeachment, and now they think they just make the Mueller report say whatever they want, have hearings, all this stuff. Why doesn't Nancy Pelosi say, why don't we do some kind of bipartisan legislation on, I don't know, stuff to help the American people, like infrastructure or immigration?
Yeah, well, they like better that. Be careful what they wish for, because this report, this Mueller report, has got a lot of Democratic names in it, too, and they're not telling you about that. Now, I want to play, because the mystery of madness, the queen of madness, Maxine Waters, did an interview yesterday on MSNBC with Joy Brown, and here's part of what was said. Now, I'm not going to play it all. I'm just going to play part of this.
Well, absolutely. And again, like I've said, you know, we've been waiting on everybody else to come up with the information, to come up with the facts, to move us toward, I guess, impeachment. And the public is waiting on us. And now we still don't have, you know, the kind of coming together that we need to have in order to do the impeachment. However, I know that we're going to move forward with hearings, and I know that we're going to be trying to get Mueller to come before our committees. I also know that there are some people who are calling for those folks who were interviewed by Mueller, who testified against him, should be coming before our committee. All of that's good. All of that's something that could be done. But the fact of the matter is, I think that when you look at this report, you can see that there's enough information there, not only on obstruction of justice, but also on collusion or conspiracy, whatever you want to call it, to move forward with impeachment on this president.
And then right after that, she played a interview with Jerry Nadler on Meet the Press, where the question was asked specifically straight out to him by Chuck Todd. Do you think that there's enough there for impeachment? And he thought for a second, and then he gave a reluctant answer back. He says, well, yes, I do. I do think so, if proven. I think there's enough there to go to move forward.
Exactly.
But nobody else agrees with him.
Well, of course, and even the way that he reacted, as you're describing, and I saw Nadler say that, and right, he sort of, it's like he thought for a moment, like, how am I going to phrase this? It wasn't a man who reluctantly found out the president needs to be impeached or stuff like that. I think he was just looking for the right words to say what he wants to say, what they wanted to be true. It is so bizarre, Captain, that, again, they would be happy to find anything in the Mueller report to say that they're going to impeach Trump. And also, the folks over at MSNBC evidently are happy to hound Mr. Mueller at Easter services, even peppering him with questions about, you know, what's in the report, or what, you know, if it was not President Trump, would you have indicted him, and this kind of stuff. And it just goes to show that you've got people trying to create this narrative. They want to stick with it. It's a losing proposition, but they can't let go of it.
Well, here was Rudy Giuliani with Chuck Todd. And listen to this. This is really an interesting back and forth.
Do I want him to?
Yes.
I've wanted a new investigation for a year.
You think he'll do it?
I hope so. Justice requires it.
Rudy
they
Giuliani
tried to
almost...
frame. They tried to frame the president of the United States, including
you think Bob Mueller. Tried to frame him.
No, I think the people making the allegations and who started it. I think Mueller was derelict in not investigating that. A prosecutor is supposed to entertain the hypothesis that the person is innocent. This man was incapable of entertaining that. Otherwise, he would have looked at the other side. How did this happen? Two investigations, no collusion, not a coincidence. How did it happen?
Wow.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter, man. I love Rudy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And again, most normal folks would say, wait a minute, how did this start? Is there, what evidence was there? And if the evidence was, no pun intended, trumped up against the president, well, then we have a huge problem in our country. And especially the idea, the presumption of innocence. All that can be thrown out the window along with all of our other rights and all the things that we hold so dear just to get Trump. I mean, this is a very dark moment in American history. Will be looked at as such in years to come. But the bright light, Captain, is going to come when these things are brought out to the light of day and justice is done to those who would seek to frame the president, of any president of the United States.
Yeah, and remember, this is the attorney general that everybody called, such a man of high caliber and this, that, and the other and all that sort of stuff. As a matter of fact, Rudy was on with Judge Jeanine, and here's what he had to say.
But, you know, the interesting thing is that now they're going after Bill Barr. No surprise. They hate anybody who is in favor of the rules that are supposed to apply. Now, Attorney General Barr is not legally required to even release the full Mueller report. The report is written to be given to the Attorney General. And all of a sudden, everybody is criticizing him when he did everything he could to do the summary, to do the required redactions, and they are still gunning for him.
Well, I can't understand it, and I think nobody believes it. If you just look at Bill Barr, and you listen to him, and you look at his background, this looks like completely phony political garbage. Somebody on there, I don't know if it was Nadler or somebody else, called him a political hack. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The guy has been a distinguished lawyer, a former attorney general. He got confirmed unanimously when Bush nominated him. Should have been confirmed unanimously now, but nobody had a problem with him.
Yeah, it was like 93-7 or something crazy.
Oh, okay,
like that.
So pretty close to unanimous.
Yeah.
And you know him, I know him. He's a very distinguished member of the bar.
Definitely.
He is not going to put his reputation in jeopardy to do anything dishonest or sneaky. And every single thing he said is, if this weren't President Trump and all these media people who hate him, he'd be getting praised today for having restored a sense of law, justice, and sanity to what had become a media circus.
Well, yeah, and I agree totally with that comment.
Well, exactly. And really, it's a very serious situation because anyone who would say, let's look at the facts, let's look at the Mueller report, let's do the right thing under the law, is suddenly going to be denounced as either a pawn of Putin, a stooge of Trump, a liar, any of these kinds of things. They are coming in force for this kind of thing, Captain.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the Democratic presidential candidates and some of the ridiculous statements that are being made right now that will never, ever happen. They're just doing it.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump reacts to explosions that killed at least 290 people while injuring about 500 in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday.
Unthinkable.
fighting it for a long time. A lot of people have. A lot of people don't want to talk about it. It's a terrible thing. I just spoke with the Prime Minister. I spoke with the various government officials, and we are working with Sri Lanka.
The Trump Organization is suing the House Oversight Committee to block the subpoena for years of financial records. White House Counsel Jay Sekulow says the administration will not allow for congressional presidential harassment to go unanswered. Tax attorney Lisa Kucharski tells Fox News,
when they subpoena information or they want to engage in performing investigations, the Constitution still is in effect. And the Constitution states that they need a legitimate legislative purpose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Happening in the country.
Weekdays at noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Geico Insurance. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. And you can get a great rate with a personal touch from your local Geico agent. You know, they do more than insure your car or your truck that you're driving. They'll also insure just about everything that you own. They got coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV. They'll help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your local Geico insurance agent. So, to find out more, either go to your phone book and look up insurance and see Geico, G-E-I-C-O, and you'll probably find your local agent that way, or go to the website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and find out how to get a hold of your agent there, or you can get a quote right off the website, and you'll know what they can do for you. All righty, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Bernie Sanders is out there, and he's at the top of the heap. He's now leading all the other Democrats. And he leads President Trump in three of the swing states right now. And nobody's talking too much about that because it's way early for that. But the other interesting thing that's out there is Elizabeth Warren, who did an about-face and said, well, I know, want to impeach President Trump. He's done enough for that. She was on with CNN's Allison Camerota, and she laid out her new proposal to get rid of student loan, which, of course, the millennials are going to love. But listen to this, and then you tell me how we're going to do this.
Well, Allison Elizabeth Warren made a huge splash last week when she called on the House to begin impeachment proceedings against President Trump. But aides at the time, you remember, said, do not expect impeachment to be the central theme of her campaign going forward, that she plans to remain focused on policy. And we are seeing the first real sign of that this morning, Elizabeth Warren putting out a major student loans and free college proposal.
Senator Elizabeth Warren out with a sweeping new proposal to wipe clean millions of American student loan debt and overhaul the country's higher education system. The Massachusetts Democrat dropping the ambitious plan ahead of CNN's five-candidate young voter town hall in New Hampshire.
Anyone who's got outstanding student loan debt can have up to $50,000 worth of student loan debt canceled out so long as their income is under $100,000, then it kind of steps in up to there's no help for anybody whose family income is above $250,000.
Wow. Pretty ambitious, huh?
Yeah, pretty ambitious. Can they just throw in a free car, too, or something like that?
Well, do you know where that idea comes from?
Where's that?
Farm aid, because the farmers, when they borrowed money when there was a disaster, which they would do through the Small Business Administration, if they borrowed $100,000, $50,000 would be forgiven. This is the same proposal that came out of that farm aid bill.
Very interesting. Well, of course.
And these kids aren't farmers.
Well, no, but, you know, she's doing this, of course, again, I think, to try to, because I think she said something to the effect of, well, I go farther than Bernie Sanders on this. So Bernie Sanders, I guess, is becoming the gold standard for some reason. But she wants to, again, break through the noise. She wants this kind of coverage.
Yeah.
You know, it's a sweeping proposal.
And we want to let everybody know that we're going to have a surprise here in the not-too-distant future. We are going to have some 30-second blurbs of Bernie Sanders, and we'll just leave it that way, and you guys can figure out what that means, because we'll be doing that in the not-too-distant future, right, Kyle?
That's right.
All right. Now, Bill de Blasio, not to be outdone by all the other weirdos that are out there, Bill de Blasio turns around yesterday and talks about New York's Green New Deal. Obviously, he's supporting Ocasio-Cortez with that one. But then he talks about, well, we're going to ban the glass and the steel skyscrapers. Listen to this nonsense.
Americans want to hear actual solutions like that.
So talk about New York's Green New Deal. Obviously, the one presented in Congress has actually caused a rift even among Democrats. What are you doing in New York City? How does that provide a roadmap for Democrats and independents and some progressive or forward-thinking Republicans nationwide?
We're actually making the Green New Deal come alive here in New York City. So we have our own Green New Deal. It's three very basic ideas. One, the biggest source of emissions in New York City is buildings. We're putting clear, strong mandates, the first of any major city on the earth, to say to building owners, you got to clean up your act, you got to retrofit, you got to save energy. If you don't do it by 2030, there will be serious fines as high as $1 million or more for the biggest buildings. And this mandate is going to guarantee that we reduce emissions. We're going to ban the classic glass and steel skyscrapers, which are incredibly inefficient. If someone wants to build one of those things, they can take a whole lot of steps to make it energy efficient, but we're not going to allow what we used to see in the past. And the city of New York, the government, which uses about as much energy in a year as do the people and the businesses of the state of Vermont, we are going to get all of our energy from renewable sources in the next 5 years.
Let me tell you something. It'll never happen.
No, because
never.
It's totally impractical. And again, this is all being done. It's being said in order to promote a political agenda. As I understand, Captain, any building in New York that's greater than 25,000 square feet would have to cut their emissions by 40% by the year 2030, compared with whatever the levels were in 2005. Or, as you heard the mayor say, you know, there are going to be these huge fines and this kind of stuff. Well, gee whiz, I guess if you're the mayor of New York, you just told a bunch of developers, don't worry about building in New York City ever again, this kind of thing, because also, with whatever standards that they're going to set, I doubt that building developers could ever meet them. And so he's just, you know, throwing the stuff out there probably to try to look good, but it's completely impractical, and it doesn't actually move the needle.
What kind of deadline is the IRS facing today?
Good question.
Listen to this.
Another deadline for the IRS. They have until tomorrow to turn over the president's tax returns to House Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal. Will they comply? CNN's Lauren Vox is live on Capitol Hill with more. How's it looking, Lauren?
Well, that deadline is quickly approaching. It's tomorrow at 5 o'clock that the IRS has to hand over 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns, Allison. Now, we don't expect that they'll comply because Trump's associates have been very clear that they don't want Democrats to get their hands on the president's tax returns. And the president's personal lawyer has sent two letters to the Treasury Department demanding that they not comply with this request. So what happens if they don't? Essentially, Richard Neal has two options. The House of Representatives could just simply sue, arguing that the IRS is not complying with the law, or they could issue a subpoena on top of this request for the president's tax returns and then go to court. We have long expected that this would be an extended court battle, Allison, but this all comes as Democrats launch investigations into the president's finances that are broader than just his tax returns. Last week, we have learned that the House Intelligence Committee and the House Financial Services Committee issued 9 subpoenas to financial institutions looking for information about the president's business dealings. We also know that the House Oversight Committee issued a subpoena to the accounting firm Mazars, essentially asking for the financial disclosure information that that accounting firm put together for the president. So, a lot to unpack here, but that deadline, of course, coming up again tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Now, that tomorrow is today at 5 o'clock because that interview was yesterday morning. But here's the deal, Kyle. It will never happen.
No, the president, of course, his lawyers are fighting this, and part of this centers around the idea of what is the actual sphere of investigative authority that the Congress has. It would seem to me, Captain, that it's that whatever context that the Democrats want to put this in, it seems fairly obvious that this is about trying to drum up anything they can on Trump, and by the way, anything they can on anybody you ever did business with, and this kind of stuff. This is just a prolonging of the same old thing that we saw before the Mueller report was ever released, of what the Mueller report was going to say and who was going to get indicted and all this other stuff. But they're simply doing this as a fishing expedition. Americans should be very concerned about whether or not political parties in this country can simply target you, ruin your life, as we've seen happen to some of these people involved in the Mueller investigation, simply because they don't like your politics. That's a big deal.
Right. And this is not a criminal investigation. And if it was, it wouldn't be the Congress conducting it. And I believe that'll be why they will never see the president's tax returns.
Well, exactly. I mean, this could be in the court system for a very, very
years.
Long time. Right. But again, they get mileage out of it. The congressional people get mileage out of it.
All right.
They think there's something.
Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. So thank you very much, my friend.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and he's a regular contributor to the program. First segment at least 5 nights a week, sometimes 6. Okay, I'm coming right back. We're going to take a look at the highway and byway report. We do have some severe thunderstorms out in the plains.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
That's not what the president said.
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go. Doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
All right, righty, that's Merle Haggard, and that was the original song from the original trucking program, Moving On, years ago on the television set. And a special shout-out to our Crete Carriers, Hunt Transportation, Schaefer Trucking drivers out there tonight, and our Gordon Foods service driver and all the other Gordon Foods service drivers out there, our Quality Carriers drivers, our UPS and FedEx Freight drivers, and don't forget about our mail haulers hauling the mail all around the country, because the bulk mail centers are sorting the mail that you'll be getting today, but it's being brought in by the bulk mail trucks from all around the countryside, because a lot of your mail that you think might go by airplane on air freight, that sort of thing, it never sees a plane. It's always on a truck. So there you go. Now, this slow-moving system I was telling you about yesterday, coming off the West Coast, producing strong to severe thunderstorms and heavy to excessive rainfall, has moved into Texas with isolated large hail, damaging winds, and some localized flooding possible. We do have some severe thunderstorm warnings up right now for not only New Mexico, but also for Texas. I'll get to that in just a second. And these hazards will gradually spread into parts of adjacent states like Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma by Wednesday. Now, meanwhile, most of the country will see above average high temperatures for the rest of the week. Now, right now in New Mexico along I-40 west of Albuquerque, you do have a severe thunderstorm warning out there pretty much around the Indian reservation around Gallup. Is where I'm looking at this. You do have some rain along I-25 north-south from just over the line coming out of, just out of the line coming out of Texas going north. And around Albuquerque, you've got some rain to the north of Albuquerque towards the Colorado border. Now, there is some rain in the central part of Oklahoma tonight. There are some thunderstorms, severe thunderstorms that are moving in pretty much along, pretty much along it's over towards Oklahoma City, and it angles on a 45-degree angle west into Texas, where that whole section across Texas from about Wichita down towards Midland, Texas, and over towards the New Mexico border is under a severe thunderstorm watch and warning right now. High winds across the central part of Texas tonight, just west of San Antonio, but all that is moving to the east. You do have some scattered showers up in Colorado tonight. Again, pretty much to the west side of I-25, west of Denver, and up over the top and down into the mountainous eastern side of Utah tonight, all the way from Wyoming down to the Arizona border. And then some scattered rain up in the northeastern corner of Nevada, which means from about Winnemucca again to Wendover, you have got some scattered rain in that area. And in Idaho tonight, you've got some rain in the eastern part of Idaho, some scattered showers around Boise, some scattered showers in the middle of Montana, some high winds in northeastern Montana, a little bit of rain around Mount Hood in Oregon tonight. You do have some lingering rain still in northeastern Wisconsin and the northern peninsula of Michigan, and some rain scattered up and down the Mississippi River from about Kentucky and Missouri on down into Louisiana right now. So scattered showers there. And a little bit of rain way up there in northeastern Maine, which is moving up into the Maritimes, into Nova Scotia and beyond. But the weather that you'll be wanting to watch today will be across Texas. So if you're on I-20, if you're on I-35, if you're on I-40, if you're on I-27, you want to definitely pay attention to what the weather's doing. And that weather may find its way down a little further south, but as it stands right now, we've got the high winds down along I-10 and in the central part of Texas, just west of San Antonio. But that's it. There's nothing else that I can tell you about there at the moment. Now, the good thing about all this is that our Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, this weekend, coming up Saturday, I will be at Moss Family Chevrolet from 12 noon to 3 p.m. We'll be giving free food out and free test drives, of course. And everybody that's seriously interested in buying a vehicle, I will have my $500 coupons with me to save you an additional $500 on the vehicle of your choice. So that sometimes is makes a big difference when people are thinking about buying a vehicle. And I will tell you that right now, if you do buy a vehicle from any of the Moss Family Automotive dealers, you'll get 0% interest and no payments for 6 months. So that's not a bad deal. Now, I had some people say to me, well, I don't know if I can buy a car. My credit's not all that good. I said, well, what's your credit score? Well, I don't have any idea. Well, here's how you can find out. There is a website. You can go to mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. That's mossfamilychevrolet.com/free credit check. And without damaging your credit score, you can find out what type of financing you'll qualify for and what you may or may not need for a down payment. You might fall into a category where you don't even need a down payment, and boom, you're in a vehicle. It's that simple. Now, you can do that with certified pre-owned. You can do that with the brand new ones, too, so you find out exactly where you stand. And again, keep in mind, you serve, you save at Moss Family Automotive. That means all active duty military. That means all veterans. That means all active members that are EMTs, firefighters, police officers, and all retirees, brothers of the badge, as well as 911 dispatchers, current and former, get preferred pricing on their brand new vehicle, saving them thousands of dollars off the price of the vehicle. Now, certified pre-owned, no problem. You get it at a wholesale price, plus you get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, which is peace of mind on the repairs or anything that might go wrong. You also get free oil changes and free tire rotation for the life of the vehicle. That's Moss Family Automotive. And nobody else is doing this. We've had people come from Arizona. We've had people come down from Manitoba, from Saskatchewan, from Ontario, from Quebec, from New England, from all the northern states that you can think of, right across the line, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, New York, Vermont, and all places in between. And Valdosta, we love you, because it seems like just about every week there's somebody coming down from Valdosta or Jasper to buy a vehicle, because I'm up there shaking their hand. Because when you come on down, you tell me Captain sent you, they tell me, and then I come up and meet you. And I was up there twice last week, once the week before, and haven't been up there this week to the dealers, but I'm sure I will be. So there you go. Moss Family Automotive. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Moss Family Automotive. Check them out. In my opinion, they're simply the best automobile dealer in the country, and they keep their word. They keep their word. For those of you in the Tampa area, coming up May the 2nd at the River Church from 6 to 8 p.m., the Trump Club 45 of Greater Hillsboro has their charter meeting. I will be there for that Thursday, May the 2nd. Doors open at 6:15 for a meet and greet. The meeting starts at 7 p.m., goes on until about 8:30. Look forward to seeing many of you there at the River Church, and I'll give you more information on my website about that. All right, Miss Rosemary's coming up. So, don't go anywhere. A lot more coming your way on the Captain's America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.